This is the Pulse of New Hampshire. I am J-Dog, and joining me right now is a true renaissance man. In addition to being an athlete, he is also an advocate for education, as well as above-the-neck health and general wellness. He is an author, an entrepreneur. He is also a swell dresser, a doting grandfather, loving husband, and a fantastic father. He is also a baseball awards presenter and an avid skier when the season allows it. He is Eddie Papowski's number one fan. He is the president and CEO of Northeast Delta Dental and the host of Northeast Delta Dental Radio. He is Mr. Tom Raffio. Tom, how are you today?
Wonderful, Jay. I'm taking you everywhere I go. And just for a public service announcement, they've once again shifted the baseball dinner. It's back to November. So they had gone from November of 2023 to this April, but for reasons of not being able to get stars to come on in April, where it's then the baseball season, you can. So I will be presenting, but not until November. So radio, I love radio, Jay. You know why? Takes stress away from my real job. Plus, it gives me an opportunity to really present some really cool nonprofit organizations and other organizations in Hampshire. So joining me today is Deb McLeod, who is the executive director of Breakthrough Manchester at the Derryfield School. And of course, your website is breakthroughmanchesteralloneword.org. Deb, thank you for joining me this weekend.
Well, thank you so much for having me.
I love the background there. And of course, this is the end of March. So to Jay's point, skiing is over for me anyway. But let's get on to you. Tell us about yourself and how you came to lead Breakthrough Manchester, and take your time, because I always get this feedback from the listening audience. They want to know someone's career progression. So take as much time as you want to talk about your background and how you came to become the executive director of Breakthrough Manchester.
Sure. Thank you so much for asking. I do have kind of a varied background. I did grow up here in New Hampshire. I grew up in Plymouth, graduated from UNH where my parents met, and I studied to be an educator. When I graduated, I really wasn't quite ready to be in the classroom. So I ended up moving to Boston and had a career in financial services as a Series 7 registered rep. I worked at Merrill Lynch for 10 years. I found myself in their training department. So I was training reps throughout the country. After Merrill Lynch, I moved to Rhode Island, where I did a lot of nonprofit work, some for pay, some volunteer. I was president of the Junior League of Rhode Island. I think that was my most intense position. And then I did end up getting into the education world. I joined an independent school called the Gordon School in Rhode Island. And this school was an early leader in diversity, equity, and inclusion practices and teaching through a lens of social justice. So in 2018, when I was ready to move back to New Hampshire, I found this position at Breakthrough Manchester, which really felt like it combined all of that prior experience into one nice package to be able to run this dynamic organization.
Awesome. So the combination of working for Merrill Lynch and then for the Gordon School, like you said, really positioned you to be a superstar at Breakthrough Manchester. So I think you'll have to take your time and explain to the listening audience what is Breakthrough Manchester. Of course, I'm familiar with it because of my association with Connie Roy Jakowski, who you know, of course, former VP of HR at Northeast Delta Dental, and still's working 24/7 based on emails she gives me. But in any event, Deb, tell us in great detail, if you would, what is Breakthrough Manchester?
Sure. And Breakthrough Manchester, I would first like to say, does appreciate all of the support that we've received from Delta Dental, Northeast Delta Dental, over the years. So thank you for that. But I will start at the beginning. Our program was established by the Derryfield School in 1991 as an outreach to the Manchester community. So we are entering our 33rd summer. We have a dual mission. So one part of our mission is to serve Manchester students So these are, we start with middle school students who are really bright, really motivated students, but they're from demographics that are underrepresented on college campuses, and they may not have that clear path to get to college. So we work with them to develop confidence and resilience to kind of put them on that path. But we have a second mission. The other part of our dual mission is to train college students to teach in our summer program. So we train them, and we also encourage them to pursue careers in education, especially here in New Hampshire. We all know there is a teacher shortage throughout the country. And so this is one way that we are helping to serve the workforce here in New Hampshire.
Wow, terrific. Now, are there other programs similar, may not have that same name, Breakthrough, but are there similar programs in other cities, either in New Hampshire or across the United States?
There are. The Breakthrough is part of a collaborative. There are 25 different affiliates throughout the country. We are the only one in New Hampshire, but there are some others on the East Coast, Boston, Providence, New York, Philadelphia, Miami, out on the West Coast, and a couple of places in between.
Well, so do you have an opportunity? So all the Deb McLeods, the other 24, 25 of them, do you hook up on Zooms to share best practices, or do you at least have the resources, materials, so that maybe you can not have to reinvent the wheel, things like that?
We do. The collaborative is a strong organization providing a lot of support to all of the affiliates. We also have an affiliate committee that I'm a part of. We meet every 2 weeks, and we also disseminate information to other sites as well. We have a fall conference where we all get together, and that's a wonderful sharing of resources and information and additional training.
That's great. You know, and you mentioned the fact that you were a trendsetter or on DEI at Gordon. And that's what I feel like with Connie. Long before the events of 2020, we were doing stuff like this. We were, into gender balance, diversity, equity, inclusion. And so it made it so we were just continuing to follow a path. So I'm sure your experience at Gordon School has helped you. Before the break, and we'll talk about it again after the break, but how do you fund Breakthrough Manchester?
So we are incredibly fortunate to have the partnerships of both the Derryfield School and Southern New Hampshire University, and they do provide a tremendous amount of in-kind support to Breakthrough. However, we are responsible for raising funding for our programming. So if you look at our summer, which is our centerpiece of our program, we have about 100 students. It costs about $3,000 per student for programming, because our students are never, ever charged a fee. So we do have to raise about $300,000 every year. And we raise that money through foundations, corporations, and individual support. So we do have giving on our website. We have one fundraiser, which we just had last week. And then we do also participate in New Hampshire Gives as well in June.
So listening audience, whether you're a citizen or a leader of a company, I mean, there's not a more noble cause than this. So it's breakthroughmanchester.org. And I mean, to me, with the way you use shared resources with the Derryfield School and Southern New Hampshire is a good example of being, strategically partnered and then focusing on the 300,000 through different grant applications, but also, sponsorships. So I'm putting a call into action out there. So just from a student's perspective, what does Breakthrough offer from a student's perspective?
Well, the centerpiece of our program is our summer experience for students. It is for middle school students. We like to say that it's a cross between a summer school and a summer camp for students who might not have the opportunity for either. We focus on strong academics, catching kids up from anything that may have been missed the previous year or before that. And this has been even more important since COVID. A lot of learning loss and gaps happen during COVID, and that's one of the things we try to close for our students. But we also set them up for the year ahead for the classes that they will be having in the upcoming year. And when the kids get back to school, we always hear from teachers how prepared they are and how much they have grown as leaders over the summer, which is really inspiring. But we teach math, science, writing, and literature to incoming 7th, 8th, and 9th graders. But we also have a lot of summer camp fun. There's a lot of cheering. There's a lot of singing. There's a lot of community work in the afternoon after the classes are done in the morning. We have college fairs. We have career fairs. We have a lot of wonderful field trips on the weekends as well, on Fridays as well for our students, and the opportunity for them to get on college campuses and feel what that is like to stand right there on a college campus.
Perfect. So Jay, let's you and I do our level set, level best to get some people interested and engaged and ready to partner and donate. So, and that, you know, give out the website, et cetera. Wasn't this compelling?
Absolutely. We'll do that, Tom. Breakthroughmanchester.org. That's the website, breakthroughmanchester.org. And as Tom mentioned, you can donate to that page as well when you go on the website. You can also call 603-641-9426. That's 603-641-9426. Breakthroughmanchester.org, the website. We're going to take a break here on Northeast Delta Dental Radio's Deb McCloud, the Executive Director of Breakthrough Manchester at the Dairy Field School, is the guest this week on Northeast Delta Dental Radio. We'll talk more after the break here on The Pulse of New Hampshire. This is The Pulse of New Hampshire. I am J-Dog. This week's guest is Deb McCloud, the Executive Director of Breakthrough Manchester at the Dairy Field School. And Tom Raffio, of course, talking with Deb about the beginnings, not just of the Dairy Field School, but also her career, where it started and how she got here, and more about the Breakthrough Manchester at the Dairy Field School.
Thanks, Jay. Deb, this has been so compelling. So you must have some amazing teaching fellows, right, who do this amazing work. So how do you find them, and how do they benefit from this, if you will, internship?
Great. Yes. Thank you for asking. That is one of the services that is provided by our national organization, is that they do recruit teaching fellows from throughout the country. So we really look for some geographic diversity among our teaching fellows. And so that as they come to New Hampshire, we can introduce them to New Hampshire and hopefully convince them to stay. But our teaching fellows come from colleges and universities throughout the country. Many of them are education majors, but not all of them are striving to be in the classroom. What we look for is those that wish to teach through that lens of social justice, who are interested in educational equity and really want to work with the middle school demographic. What they are able to learn over the summer. They learn a lot of leadership skills. They're teaching a class independently all summer long. They're mentored every day by professional teachers from the Manchester area. So they get a tremendous amount of training and resources throughout the summer.
Wow. You know, when you were talking, I have a huge smile on my face for two reasons. This model of using the national organization to bring in terrific young leader is sort of like the City Year model. And then Stay Work Play, I'm sure, is interested in this, because obviously when they see how great New Hampshire is, hopefully some of them will stay. So that's a terrific model. And that definitely is one benefit of being affiliated with the national organization. Mm-hmm. So can you, in a composite way, without you know, giving, you know, specific names, but can you give maybe one or two examples of sort of life altering in a positive way, you know, for a student or a teacher by being exposed to this program?
Oh, I would love to do that. And, you know, we measure the effectiveness of our program in so many ways. One of the ways is for those students that have gone through the 6 years of breakthrough between their middle school and high school years at Southern New Hampshire University, we have found that 100% of them have continued on to further education.
Wow. 100%. Wow.
100% who have gone through the 6-year program. So we do look at some of those objective metrics, but really my favorite is to tell the stories of our alums. And I can start out by telling you about one of our alums who was, many of them are, but this one was incredibly shy. She was a wonderful student. And when she came home from school one day with this information about a program, a summer program that would keep her busy all summer, she tells me that her mother was so excited. Her single mom had a place for her daughter to be, a safe place, a good place for the whole summer, because it is a six-week program. And she said, my mother was so excited because I wouldn't be hanging out on the streets of Manchester with my brothers who were not college bound. So for her mom, it was a safe place for her daughter to be. So this student found her voice. She was found herself believing that she could indeed go to college. And Breakthrough did encourage her to apply to an Ivy League college. She is now a physician in Southern California who is working with other first American families like hers. So that is one story. Wow. Yeah.
Right there. That's worth having been a book author. That's worthy of a book that you should consider writing a book on Breakthrough's impact. And this kind of, I was curious too. So when, as you're recruiting these students and teachers, the teachers all from across the country, where do they stay while they're here?
So we do have a cadre of local teaching fellows as well. Of the few that do come from out of state, we are very fortunate to have homestay families. As of families who might host, for example, a foreign exchange student. So we have some local families. Many of them are connected with Derryfield School, who will host our teaching fellows over the summer. We keep them incredibly busy, though. So they are busy from first thing in the morning until sometimes into the evening.
Well, that's great, because when you're busy doing productive things, you're not going to get in trouble. We all know that, right? That's great. Hey, so we talked about how you really... you've got this great partnership with SNU and Derryfield School, and that you do your best to do sponsorships and grants, raise, you know, another $300,000 to keep the program viable. What are some of the ways that Greater Manchester, you know, businesses and people can partner with Breakthrough to assist?
Well, really the best way to get to know Breakthrough is to visit us in the summer. And we have a series of visitor days. I believe there are 5 over the course of the summer. We invite the community to come in first thing in the morning and get a dose of the Breakthrough students, Breakthrough spirit. As our students come in, we do attendance that is absolutely crazy. We call their names, they stand up, they use their voice, out loud in front of over 100 people and either start a cheer or answer a question of the day. So by the time we've had all of those cheers and questions answered and the songs and the clapping, everybody's awake and ready for their day. Then they go into their academic classes, and that's where you get to see some of the really intense learning that happens over the summer. And so we do encourage community, people from the community to come on in and visit our program and fund us if they're able, or recommend us to a corporate sponsor who might sponsor our program as well.
How compelling is that? You giving these young people the self-confidence to speak in front of a group. And I'm sure that there's a lot of bonding that goes on as well, right?
Yeah. And our students teaching students model is one of the things that keeps us unique. Having these college students who are sort of near peers to their middle school counterparts actually teaching and learning from the students while the students are learning from the college students. And they these students aspire to be on a college campus. So to have access to these wonderful leaders and role models who can tell them what it's like to apply to college, to live on a college campus, maybe to do an exchange program or a study abroad program. It really is a wonderful and healthy relationship.
That's fostered. You may not have this history, but when I moved to New Hampshire, the original program, this is in the 90s, was called Summer Bridge. And then the branding to Breakthrough came about 2007, the year the Patriots were undefeated, then lost in the Super Bowl. So I always remember that year. So was changing it so you could have the national affiliation, which has led to, you know, some huge amount of benefits, or do you have any history in that?
I do. So yes, Summer Bridge was founded about 40 years ago on the West Coast in the Bay Area of San Francisco. Breakthrough Manchester was the third affiliate to be founded in 1991, and it was Summer Bridge at that time. So we were called Summer Bridge Manchester. Breakthrough, the Summer Bridge National changed the brand in the early 2000s to reflect the fact that we are not just a summer program any longer. We do, in Manchester, we see our students year round. We see them on what we call Super Saturdays so that we can stay connected throughout the school year and provide some additional learning as well. Our high school program that takes place over at Southern New Hampshire University, continuing the program through high school, also takes place on Saturdays. So in many ways, the name change was to reflect that we are no longer just a summer program, that we serve our students year round and provide that that breakthrough into college for all of our students.
I like that breakthrough into college or whatever the next step is. Some terrific, terrific work. Can you tell us a little bit more detail what the Super Saturday is all about during the school year?
Oh, absolutely. So again, there is never any cost to any of our students. We want to remove all the barriers that we can for their participation. So even on the Super Saturdays, we send buses out to pick up our students throughout the city of Manchester. They come in and they are able to connect because many of our students go to different schools. This offers them an opportunity to connect. It's like, oh, I haven't seen you since summer. So they get together. We get to touch base with them. We do check their grades throughout the year, make sure they're on track. And then there's some additional learning, extracurricular type of programming that happens on those Saturdays.
That's super. Jay, I could go on and on, but I know I can't. But Jay, you know, this Super Saturday is something you might want to consider, but I'm definitely going to pay a visit this summer. So Jay, why don't you give out all the contact information so Deb can get some help financially and maybe some other ways people can partner.
Thank you, Tom. The website is breakthroughmanchester.org. Again, breakthroughmanchester.org. All kinds of information on that site. Go to that. You can make donations as well. You can volunteer. All kinds of great information on breakthroughmanchester.org. You can also call 603-641-9426. The number again, 603-641-9426. Deb McLeod, Executive Director of Breakthrough Manchester at the Dairy Field School, is the guest this week on Northeast Delta Dental Radio, which we have to end for this week. We'll have another edition at some point, so fear not. We will be back for Deb McLeod, as well as Tom Raffio, President and CEO of Northeast Delta Dental and the host of Northeast Delta Dental Radio. I am J-Dog. We'll be back next time with another edition of Northeast Delta Dental Radio right here on the Pulse of New Hampshire.